This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There should be a special word in the English language for that feeling of abject regret when at hotel checkout time you examine the bill and see those M&Ms you got from the minibar for $5.99. This feeling may account for why people avoid the minibar, and as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, why the in-room minibar is now an endangered species.
Why are minibars vanishing? You know, I know, and so does Kevin Carter with the travel planning website TripAdvisor.
In Las Vegas, a little bottle of vodka can cost you more than $14. And in Washington, D.C., if you want a bag of peanuts, be prepared to pay over $7.
A recent TripAdvisor survey found just 7% of U.S. travelers even remotely care about a mini bar in the room. Why spend $14 on a few ounces of Grey Goose when you can get a cocktail from a local tavern? Mark Woodworth with PKF Hospitality says minibar revenue has fallen by nearly a third in recent years.
Particularly this next generation of traveler, you're spending less and less time in the room. The whole idea is, you know, I want to be with people.
That's why Woodworth says hotels have invested in their own bars and lobbies. What do guests actually want? Wi-Fi and electrical outlets. Loads of electrical outlets. And for that poor guy in need of a late night nip, best to bring a flask. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.